Hey, look, these are sexist microphones. They're made for women's shirts.
No, mine's the opposite.
Let's start. Thanks for coming again to this meeting. I hope it won't be too long, and especially that we'll make some progress on this small task that is putting people in our new rooms. I hope you had fun in designing something or asking the people about their preferences and things like this. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's for women's shirts. I think you remember all the constraints and the new settings. I think you'll be more and more used to it as soon as we move. So we have these one person, two person, and three person rooms. And so that makes, I think, 18 places. And we had about 15 people and some spare working places to put. May I first provide the answers to the questions from the last time?
And I also checked with the manager of the cafe.
Oh, great. Yeah. So that will be part of your solution or suggestions to solution. But regarding the constraints, there is no immediate plan to make separations between the rooms. So that means basically what we have to do with this setting, and it's quite difficult to make new doors and new walls. So I think we shouldn't count on them in the next 4 years, maybe. And they don't want us to sh I mean, they don't want to provide an extra working space for Gisela with the other at the admins, which we could understand because it's sort of full over there, but at least that's what they said. So it seems we yeah, they're well, we cannot change the habits of the whole school just for us, though it wouldn't be a bad thing maybe, but we'll see. So, regarding the possibility to put four people in one of the two three-person rooms, well, it's not very easy. We'll have to play quite wisely with the furnishing. It looks like it's not impossible, at least on the one that is a bit longer on the right. So, the one here, it should be possible to put four persons. If we could avoid it, it would much simplify things. But
The
well,
question
we'll
is
see.
it is it against the regulation, security regulation
No,
of the school?
no, no, no.
And I went over and I looked at that room too. There's plenty of space for four people.
Yeah, I think yeah, it's more a matter of how to arrange the furniture, but since we're experts at this task, okay, so maybe we could count on four places, but the final decision is not really ours, so we'll see actually
That will be fine if
this.
one of the person is 50%, so we are 100% covered.
Exactly, or one of the intern positions, the people who might come, or something like that. Okay, so these were the answers. So actually, I did my proposal as a slide. Would you like me to start, or would you
No,
like me to end?
just
It's
to complete the write-up both with Maggie and
Oh,
Patrick, and
great.
both of them are happy to share offices. They have no problems. They're easy, but it could be as Patrick has right now that she's happy to continue to share with them again. And Maggie, for example, to share with could be with Bruno because they work on the sister together and they like to gossip together. So.
Beautiful. Okay, then let me explain very briefly the rationale for this. So it's the same schema that you know. In red you have the oh, excuse me, that's quite annoying. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yeah. Can I call you a bit later in about half an hour? I'm just in the middle of a meeting and I'm talking. Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye bye. Sorry for this. Fortunately, we were just the four of us. Okay, so let me get back to the proposal after the brief interruption. So the names are in red. Now, one of the reasons, at least for me, for doing this was to more or less group people within projects, because I think that sometimes they just discuss together, and it's easier if they're in the same office. And which is quite happy, actually. I also thought that some professors might enjoy, or at least don't say anything about being with their assistants. So I was happy to hear Susan saying that Maggie and Bruno could go on well together, and Pierrette and Marianne in the same office. So what I can say is that I also understood that Susan would be rather in favor of having her own office. So it's working like this. I put the lounge in the middle. It's also one of the rooms with the fewest windows. So I think that's not a problem, because you're not going to just stay there and stare outside. But it's nicer to have a nicer view from your office, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I thought in an angle, but that's obviously not very.
Yeah.
Okay, and so next to the photocopy, maybe it wouldn't be a bad place here. Okay. Yeah, we'll have to check the. Yeah, but the printer is quite small. If we find just a small table for it, maybe one day we'll have a photocopy that is also a printer. So, okay, but I wouldn't insist on this. I think okay, so the printer we'll remove it if we work from this solution. So IM2 is more or less in the upper left side. I said more or less. Lower left side, you have Suistra and Parmenides, so the two projects from the list, and then MedSLT on the right side. Maybe not a very good solution for Gisela, if you can suggest something better, because she's with two people who, two PhD students, and it's true that she has a lot of phone calls to make. But it's some way to solve some constraints. I think this is a very open thing. If you want, we can use this document, or we could just say first listen to your suggestions and see if we erase everything or just do some modifications using this one.
Question. What's the justification for giving an anti-verbal
one? Yeah, maybe not a very strong one, and you have better suggestions. It was, I think, sort of one of the places that remained, and I think, yeah, there is no strong constraint, and she's a smoker, but the policy is that we don't smoke, so it's even better if she's with a second person. Uh-huh. Okay.
Gisela will not be very happy about that. We tried that, and Gisela really didn't like to have the printer and people in and out
printer,
all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was the case, and she was a bit reluctant, but.
An admin room.
Mm-hmm.
Identified as an admin room and only an admin room.
Yeah, we could store files there and things like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want, I can already do this change here.
Yes, the fact that my personal files are in a room that is not specifically dedicated to.
Sorry, you're.
Is there a personal printer, or there's only one printer? If not, the printer can go in a room of three people. That's typical in that case where there's the lab and the printer is there.
When the printer is it's the main one. We have a secondary one which we could try to accommodate in another room, but it's basically the printer where everybody prints. So I changed this. So maybe I would suggest let us hear from you, and then if we can work out a common solution from this one, then we go back to this slide. And if not, we'll start from scratch.
The right to share the room with you is a view on the old town.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to be aware of what I was saying last time.
Yeah.
You will have to suffer some calls.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll bring my Walkman and.
Whatever.
Yeah. David, you had also.
Yeah, okay,
What's
for me, as I don't know the people a lot, I just suggested that there's a lack of men, so I would certainly put not two men in the same office. I would try to share them with the woman. So, for example, I would in your flight, I would switch either you or Martin with the other room, this one.
Oh, let me put the plan. Sorry, I will display. Yeah, this is the empty one. I don't want to influence you. So you would put.
So you have to show us which one you were talking about, David. We didn't.
Yeah, I was wanting to change this
Yeah.
The center room.
But you can even stand and just show us there.
Yeah, but I need your slide because I was talking about your slide.
Okay, so you would prefer the names. Okay, I didn't want to influence you too much, but I'm perfectly happy to start with this as a basis and then change things.
Yeah, because there are plenty of things in common.
Yeah, so here you can see
Yeah, maybe
that
indifferent,
the
just.
men is, I mean, they are always sharing in the room with a woman. I mean, there's Bruno, me, Piet, and Nikos is a guy also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but for Pierre
Oh.
and Maggie, it's a will. It's a wish,
Oh, actually, Pierrette is a woman too. Yeah,
Sorry.
it's the feminine of Pierre.
So, I mean, this is perfectly fine. We just change Martin and Andre for Maria or Helena.
I didn't get your solution. What was it again?
Yeah, here there are two men. So, I
Oh, you
mean,
want to see mixed sexes.
Uh-huh.
yeah, it's nice. I think that's all. I mean, there's a
Bad.
lack of men here in this lab. So, I would change one, switch one.
Yeah.
So, it's not so much a question of men or women, it's more the question of, as I said, it's, here you have only you have PhD students that are regrouped. There you have senior researchers that are regrouped, which is to me more, unless it corresponds to some specific
Yeah.
demand, like it is in the case in Maggie's case and Pierre's case, I think that's a very efficient way of doing things.
Yeah, and for me, it's also I would prefer maybe not to be in a three-person office, just to be
I'm
a
perfectly
bit
happy with
calmer
Pierre,
and
so.
Martin. So I'm very happy with you since I proposed this. But I could also be happy with most of the other people. So even in a three-person room, it's fine. Okay, so let's keep in mind maybe this constraint of balancing the genders. We'll see if we can do something for it.
Andre, did you ask these people if this was okay with them?
I've asked some of them, and I've also used a little bit what I've, well, I mean the present arrangement, just not to shock people too much. And it's also people that I know get on well, quite well together, and also work on the same project. Like for instance, Marianne, the Finnish Marianne, and Nikos, who interact quite a lot on MedSLT. Yeah, Maria and Yalina seem to go on one quite well. Nancy had no strong preference, especially since she's no longer allowed to smoke in her office. Yeah, so I think, well, at least as far as I asked, there was no major objection.
Isn't there just a question of proximity? You put David with Agnes. Isn't Agnes working, in a more substantial way with people like either Maria or Yalina?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we could put Nancy with David and
Yeah,
put
but Agnes
Agnes, yeah.
also working with David, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
but we agreed that it's not important to share the room with someone that has the
Yeah, that's
same
true.
project.
Here, the other constraints are satisfied somehow,
And moreover, Ned will be quite happy to have the full room, so 50% of the time.
Yeah, that's a small advantage, and it's a bit more comfortable, actually.
The other is the two 3-person rooms. I think that they can mix them the way they want. I mean, if they prefer to be Maria, Galina, and Nikos, and Nancy and Marian on the other side, well, no, that's not completely equivalent because Nancy, all are PhD students or master students, but Nancy.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not important.
Maybe.
I was wondering about though, because three is always the more people in the office, the less ideal.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't it maybe be better to put David in since he's only half time? So that way, then.
Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm.
All the time.
So I would switch David and Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
would
probably.
David should be in this room. Could be in the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The two, three people rooms are really, they have to be reshuffled.
Yeah.
Personal preferences.
So Agnes has worked.
With Agnes in the two person room.
Mm-hmm. They have worked together on Parmenides, so this makes some sense.
But again, it's also a question of personal preference.
I mean. Yeah, as far as I know, I think it's probably quite a good good match.
Is going to finish soon, PhD?
No.
First one should be Maria, but it's still 1.5. Okay, let's switch.
In the 2-3 people room, there will be one that is not so overloaded because of David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Part-time, and the other one not so overloaded because there is a 1-3 position. Knowing that this 1-3 position will not stay 3 very long.
No, because don't forget, we already have somebody coming in January.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least one person.
Sorry, I'll
this
just.
Is still worry for me because we are still, we don't still don't have enough space for the business.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. So since we're supposed to do a final proposal, let me move the printer next to the photocopier.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll find some way to attach it to a wall or something like this. Yeah, I think so, yeah. so that's the Mm-hmm. I don't think we can put visitors in the lounge. It's
Depends on how we think about the lounge. It's thought as that's really a very important question to me. Do we put priority on the fact of being able to read newspapers in our offices or in our workplace? We can read newspapers elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think it's more important for lab to be able to decently welcome visitors to the lab than to have a place for reading newspapers. Newspapers, you can read them home. You can go to the cafeteria or you can sit somewhere else on the balcony if it's in the summer. So I don't understand why we put priority on lounges if we don't have enough space for accommodating visitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my priority.
How would it be to put the lounge in one of the smaller offices, like in one of the one-person offices? I know they're actually quite demanded. So I think Susan, you're very happy with this solution. So okay, and Giselle. Yeah, it's probably too small. Okay, yeah, it doesn't work.
Just remove the lounge. It's a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
Have space for lounge.
Let's be innovative.
In front of your colleagues and saying, if I have to choose between reading my newspaper and this and having a decently welcomed research visitor, I prefer to read my newspaper. That's just not.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is it has been decided by everyone and approved by the school that we need the lounge. So I think it's simply not.
No, I don't think we can choose about.
No, actually, I'm sorry. It's
The three people room that get three positions, mm-hmm. in two parts, as Susan was proposing last time, with a wall, and you have a lounge there, and we can read your newspapers, and we have a full two-person room where we can certainly accommodate three visitors. And at least we have some free margin for the next 2 years.
Okay, so how do we split the room?
Three people. The furniture that we got
this
in
one.
Reading room,
uh-huh.
We put it into the other half of the three-person room.
Yeah.
So,
we'll divide yeah.
But what about if people want to have a small discussion in the lounge?
They're supposed to have a discussion in the lounge. They're supposed to read the newspapers.
Well, not the newspapers, because, no, scientific articles.
No, that's not
journals.
The goal of the lounge was a place where you can relax.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah. So you would like to put it, yeah, with an, and then who?
You have
yeah.
good chairs to read newspapers that you don't want to break your heart, your back ways in your office.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But then that means that we'll put the lounge on the right side, here, and here we'll put two places for visitors, three. But that means the office will be at least for the moment empty. That
right.
looks very bad. Okay, so that could take the free place over there.
No,
I mean,
put
one. That could take one position.
Let's put Maria Ojalina in this place.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so we need what? Two free positions and one new person arriving, X or something like that?
That's an idea.
Okay.
If you forget about the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
What you could do is to move either Maria or Yelena in the what is currently the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have one person there with one free position. We have one free position in the room that Maria or Yelena is coming from, and one free position over there.
Mm-hmm.
We have three positions distributed over the rooms. So we can
and where is the lounge?
No.
No, okay, no way. I'll have my head cut off if we don't have a lounge. So No. Let's do the lounge corner. Okay. At least. I mean, otherwise I cannot really defend it because it was agreed and we cannot just come back on every decision we made. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's have the visitors first. Okay, so what we need is a new and two frees. So I think we can put, what, Maria or Yelena? I don't want to separate them really, but... or myself, I don't like that office actually. So I was thinking to put here... Yeah, no, so it's either, we could put a visitor with you, Martin, but it's probably, okay, let's try let's try this. Let's try Maria here. Oh, you don't mind? Okay.
I will be there half time.
Perfect.
And the visitors probably will not so much complain about that.
Wait a minute, then Andre has a two-person office for himself.
No, we'll put a visitor place in there, if you don't mind.
There is this full-time person arriving in, and I think it's really important to plan with that.
What's her name again, Andre?
I think it's Paola.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to have Paola in your office?
Yeah, could be.
That's something that we should be deciding. Either you want
yeah.
to meet me in your office,
mm-hmm.
right?
No, I would prefer you, I think.
I think
okay, let me keep you.
Martin goes back to Andre.
Okay, we'll put Paola and the visitor here. So Paola is the new person. And the visitor. This is this one. And then we'll still have probably some way to put a second visitor here. This two. Oops. Sorry, it's not very nice, but... Does this display better? I think that's not bad.
Yeah,
don't put her alone. Uh-huh.
Well, the lunch cannot be shared with two people.
Yeah.
You cannot go there and discuss and two people working there.
Yeah, no, but we said that we won't discuss. Or maybe if we organize some kind of, coffee at the end of the day or a drink, then the two people will stop working. I don't know, maybe they won't be happy. Okay, then Martin, let me put you in that office and I'll put Paola with
No,
me.
don't put
No?
Maria or Jan there.
So Martin goes where?
Martin stays.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to separate
Okay.
Maria and Jan, right?
Yeah,
Maria is
okay.
not even sure she stays.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
Okay, so
not
let's
even
put
sure she stays.
Maria in the separate office.
Yeah. And we have two visitors and a master's student and a
And we
PhD
have
student.
Paola.
No, I was thinking the other way around.
Oh, sorry. What were you thinking?
Paola with Maria in the two people room, and to have this one, this two, Yalina and David in the three people room.
So who is with Maria here?
Paola.
Okay. Yeah, and no visitor?
It's a two people room, so.
Yeah, but that means that this room, the middle one, would be quite empty. I mean,
No,
two
it is
visitors
still
and a
empty. It's still
50% person, I don't think it's very reasonable.
need to
Well, we have
put visitors somewhere, right?
Yeah, but let's split them a little bit so that when there are no visitors, at least people are.
No, the rooms have to look like they're sort of occupied.
Yeah, I think
They're not
so.
like rooms going to.
No.
So this goes, here goes visitor two.
This is always the case.
Paola is there. Here goes visitor one. And is this better? Except that we cannot read it, but apart from this.
It's a little bit crowded in the this year. Well, not yet, of course, because Paola is not arrived, but starting from January, you will have two full-time person, also
Yeah,
full-time
okay.
person
Let
plus
me
one
call
visitor.
this visitor one, which implies that it will be the first one occupied by a visitor when they come. And this visitor two, which means it's like a well, second chance.
But why couldn't we basically move you, David, in this two people room with Maria?
Well, we could. What would this
Have you
change?
this one half-time person? And you have Paola Jalina, one visitor position, and I still keep hope that Maria Nikos at the lounge will on the long term disappear, because anyhow I don't believe there can be a lounge where in a place where there are already two people working, so the lounge will just die after some point
No,
and
but look, it's quite a long room. It has two doors.
Oh, yeah.
It has two doors, yeah.
Very good. Yeah, so maybe in the long run
Yeah,
we'll get a wall.
okay, that's true. Then there
Well,
will be
although there are three windows, but okay. So why would we move David to Maria? With Maria, do you have any preferences, David?
She
Completely
wants
fine.
mixing people, men and women, so
Well, he already is mixed. So, yeah.
Then the two visitors will be in one room, but that's fine because maybe there are not two visitors at the same time.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
that's
wouldn't put
fine.
the two visitors in the same room because when there is no one, it makes a big hole, and when there are two people, so it makes too many variations.
But
But,
then
yeah.
you can move, for instance, if you move David to with Maria, then
Yeah, the occupancy is better that way.
I
You
think
prefer that too,
that's the way.
Susan?
I think so,
Okay.
because it's more, it's stable. Because
Okay.
visitors stay and go.
Oops, sorry. What did we say here? This one.
That's
Yeah,
fine.
my
To me, that's the best we can do. If you
Okay.
We realistically can plan to have a lounge.
Well, I think that was really decided, and it's no way. No, because actually, if we do a proposal without a lounge, and the other group will.
They got the message.
Yeah, exactly. And that means that all the constraints that we set and all the other things just will just basically disappear.
That's true.
Which means we've worked for nothing. Okay. What's wrong with this?
So who has strong,
Okay.
strong opposition to that?
I don't. Oh, you have to
Oh,
go,
yeah.
Susan? Okay. Yeah, we're almost done, Susan, but we'll just check the items. Yeah, please, okay. No problem. Yeah, we'll just review the items to see if we looked at all the constraints, and then you'll be able to say the final yes or no. Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah, we've checked. I don't think so. No.
Same thing for Marianne and Marianne F and Nikos.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, we don't know yet because she didn't arrive yet. And, well, Yelena, that means that for a short time, Yelena will be just alone in a three-person room.
Yeah, that's a bit... Yeah, that was the point in letting David there. But, okay, maybe we'll just leave it as an option. David or visitor one or two.
Then we, it's we could, just for the sake of having a defendable solution,
mm-hmm.
As long as Paula has not arrived, is to switch for the proposal Paula and David.
Mm-hmm.
But we really plan that as soon as Paula is here or even earlier.
Okay, so we'll know that that the region actually around here is probably movable. Yeah, either we can switch
this
Maria or Paula or David.
This is dangerous to propose. We have a three-person room with one master student in it.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I always try to put the separate the visitors just to balance a little bit. But okay, we'll be open on that
as
point.
As here,
yeah, it will become.
And we will have visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends also on if Yelena stays longer or not, which is not yet very clear. But okay, we'll see. Anyway, we'll be open. I don't really know. I think her master thesis is probably due, I would say, maybe June next year at the latest, I don't know, unfortunately.
When are we supposed to submit the proposal?
Well, we won't have any extra meeting, the four of us, so this one has to be the final one. We'll have actually... I'll present this with the other. I'll compare it with the other one and try to make a decision. Actually, I think it's even a bit later, or in 2 days, or something like this.
So as soon as we have Susan, we can. So I would switch.
Again. Okay.
But say, it's just for the sake of the proposition. So I'm even ready to internally say that David will actually be in this room.
Yeah, we can leave it like this and then...
There are names on the doors?
There will be names on the doors.
For Susan, the problem, let's say, psychological problem we have is... I'm extremely happy with that solution. It will be a working solution starting from January when Paula will be here, but currently, if we present it as it is, we have a three-person room that is only occupied by a master student.
No, because there's another person right now, a student that I just hired, and she's just working right now.
She'll be a visitor.
That's a real, real visitor.
She's a real visitor. She's a real visitor.
So this one and this two
made
are not
a contract
just
for her for 2 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then
okay. Yeah, we'll keep it like this. Okay, I'll try to express all these constraints and say in particular that the two rooms over here actually are sort of things could be changed over there, but on some other sides. The visitor space.
It's extremely important in the research domain that we can have people coming to visit us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Second point I would suggest is that when you defend it, you should circulate it over mail to all the involved people.
Well, I think this, I'm not very sure, but I think this will be done after the meeting when.
If you spend time defending a thing and then, I don't know, Agnes comes to you or Pierrette comes to you saying, no, I don't want to be with Marianne.
Well, as far as I know, I think Agnes is also taking care of a proposal. So, okay, yeah, I'll circulate this.
It's
perfect.
Just,
yeah,
look at it,
so exactly.
I have a view on the mountain and I'm with a person I like.
Okay, so maybe we'll learn some more constraints. Okay. Yeah, actually, as I told Martin, well, this is the last time we meet, so this is, well, more or less our proposal. And we'll have a meeting, I think it's in 2 days or something like that, to discuss and compare with the other proposal and, well, make a final decision, actually probably a pre-final one, since we'll have to check again with everyone.
It's an important issue because I need to know when I will have the office decided, the phone number decided.
Mm-hmm.
The information that I have to provide to the EPFL administration, I'm reachable when I'm at, well, they can.
Yeah.
So I would definitely prefer to have clean, good administrative form that I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, so actually, I think, I'm not very sure, but the most important thing is, well, finding out when we will move, and this happens in probably, I think, next month, or depends also on how, well, the furnishing and
well,
goes on.
So. How about internet connections?
No. Oh no! The building is very no. Actually, I've seen it. The building is very modern, and you can have actually. We'll get them activated. Yeah, and I think you get at least three per room. So, or probably more than that. Okay. Okay.
Sometimes you need a laptop.
Yeah, sometimes you need two computers.
Well,
yeah, no, this isn't.
If we go back to the other slide where you have the furniture, so this, do we have any word to say? So that I would like to have a red chair or.
Oh no! Unfortunately, that's decided by the school. So the chairs are blue. The desk is brown, well, light brown.
Do you have to
and,
order something, or is it done automatically? So it will be in the office.
Normally, it's done automatically, except that we'll have to think. Yeah, well, these are dictated by the names. It's probably more difficult for the lounge. What we'll have is have a bit less furniture in the lounge and then bring all the, well, the old, it's not old because we just bought it, but all the furniture from the previous lounge, we'll bring it here.
You have to say when you will be moving the boxes so that you have people for moving them, or maybe you're supposed to move them yourself?
Well, it's the faculty that will take care of.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different issue from arranging people. It's just how the moving will take place, and there are a lot of things to take care of. But it's quite unrelated with these things. Yeah, we'll get all the information. Thinking about internet connections, I think it's quite okay for the printer to be there. Yeah, I think it's feasible. We'll check. So the violet box here is our mailboxes also.
By the way, is there any wireless connection? Antennas?
Not at the sixth floor. Yeah, yeah. Not in the building for the moment.
Well, there is downstairs.
I mean, not at this.
Soon the whole building will be covered.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly for the laptops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right now downstairs it's fine. Some people can pick it up on the sixth floor, but pretty soon the whole building will be covered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think it's a bit off topic already. So let's say that it's a proposal. We'll try it. I'll try to express the constraints and your opinions. And, I think finally everyone can veto something if there is a huge problem. But I think with this, we don't run into huge problems. Yeah, obviously. So let me save this. And thank you for spending all this time. Hope you're all happy.
System 264.